Hi, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily List. Today we hear from John Qualtro, a Christian Science practitioner from the San Francisco Bay Area.
I had an experience as a young man, I was 16 years old, where I felt God's love for me. I was very physically active. I was a skydiver and a scuba diver and rode in rodeos. Well, one day I was out riding on a racetrack, and the horse bolted over the railing, and I hit a light pole, and I was paralyzed from the waist down. They brought me to my parents' home, and we called a local friend who was also a Christian Science practitioner, and she prayed with us. And so as a young man reaching out to understand God's love, I opened to hymn number 324 in the Christian Science hymnal. The first stanza says, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love." And the clincher was the second verse, "Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee." And the way that struck me was, we don't just live for our own personal pleasure, no matter how much fun we're having in life. We live to benefit others. The moment that hymn struck me, I could move my toes. I didn't jump out of bed and run around the room, but I could move my toes. But that just opened my thought. And I'd say it maybe the next 2 or 3 days, I was completely up and about and, you know, went on with the activities I had, the skydiving, and I rode bulls and rodeos and things like that. So it was a complete healing. I'd always been impressed with the teachings of Christian Science that man's basic core being is his spiritual identity. And by seeing that and seeing it clearly, it frees up the mortal dilemma, in this case, the paralysis in my legs. And the hymn that I read enlightened me that God has a spiritual purpose for me because I'm his spiritual child. And I feel that was a real transformational healing. God loves me enough to give me a holy purpose.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join John and me for this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right there on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.